Gene Randall. President Trump's longtime personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, says he paid two women hush money because then-presidential candidate Donald Trump was very concerned about how their stories of alleged affairs would affect the election. Interviewed Friday morning on ABC, Cohen said he gave loyalty, quote, to someone who truthfully does not deserve loyalty. Cohen this week was sentenced to 3 years in a federal prison on a number of charges, including his role in the hush money payments. On ABC, he said Mr. Trump authorized the payments and knew they were wrong. The president, for his part, insists he never told Michael Cohen to break the law.
Whatever he did on his own. He's a lawyer. A lawyer who represents a client is supposed to do the right thing. That's why you pay them a lot of money, et cetera, et cetera. He is a lawyer. He represents a client. I never directed him to do anything incorrect or wrong.
World-famous American Grammy winner Nancy Wilson has died. She was 81 years old. Wilson, who retired from touring in 2011, died after a long illness late Thursday at her home in California. During her storied career, she referred to herself as a stylist, and fans applauded her distinctive way of styling a song to make it her own. Nancy Wilson, dead at 81. British Prime Minister Theresa May is struggling to persuade European leaders to renegotiate Britain's deal to leave the European Union. A large majority in Parliament appears set to vote down the agreement if May does not secure further concessions. But the EU has so far rejected any substantial changes at a Brussels summit, which began Thursday. Despite all this, the Prime Minister says she remains optimistic over the Brexit deal, while conceding she does not expect any immediate breakthrough. The Israeli Defense Forces have detained 40 terror suspects. The Associated Press reports the detainees are Hamas activists, including lawmakers, who were apprehended in overnight raids. This is VOA News. U.S. lawmakers have approved a resolution declaring Myanmar's military campaign against the country's Rohingya Muslim minority a genocide. The United Nations contends Myanmar's military carried out mass killings and rapes with genocidal intent. The U.S. Senate has called for an end to American support for Saudi Arabia's intervention in Yemen's civil war. Another measure condemns the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi and pins the blame on Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. It was a twin rebuke both for Riyadh, a longtime U.S. ally, and President Trump, who has threatened to veto both measures if they manage to clear the House of Representatives, which is thought to be unlikely. Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders says it's time Congress exercised its oversight powers.
We will not continue to have our military posture dictated by a despotic, murderous regime in Saudi Arabia.
Meanwhile, Yemen peace talks being brokered by Sweden have so far produced a ceasefire in the port city of Hodeidah on the Red Sea. Martin Griffiths oversees the talks for the United Nations.
I hope, but this is hope, not optimism, right? It's still that, ambition, not optimism. I hope we will get agreements in the next couple of days on a whole range of issues. We're getting to that point where we understand, I think by tomorrow morning, we'll understand the views of both parties on specifics, and we try to close the distance.
French police shot and killed the gunman suspected of killing three people this week at a Christmas market in Strasbourg. AP's Jackie Quinn has a report.
The French Interior Minister says police were using helicopter surveillance and teams on the ground when they spotted a man who matches the description of the 29-year-old gunman. He says when they tried to stop him, he turned and fired at police who shot back, killing the man. The suspect, Sharif Shekhat, is described as radicalized. He allegedly killed three people, opening fire in a Christmas market after shouting out in Arabic, "God is great." I'm Jackie Quinn.
The deafening roar of thousands of motorcycles riding through Washington, D.C. to honor service members killed in action or taken prisoner will be silenced after one more rally next year. Rolling Thunder, which began in 1987, will hold its last annual ride on Memorial Day 2019. Organizers cited escalating costs and lack of cooperation from the U.S. military and metropolitan police departments as reasons for ending the popular event. This weekend, look for a spectacular light show in the skies of the northern and southern hemispheres. The Geminid meteor shower is set to peak on Sunday. While the Perseid meteor shower in August is better known, astronomers said Geminid offers the best display of shooting stars. Gene Randall, VOA News.